Morning drills for amen editing speed. Intermediate level. Let's build a routine you can do half asleep, but still come out the other side with drums that sound like you meant it. The whole point today is speed with standards, not random chop roulette. You're training the exact micro skills that make jungle and drum and bass producers fast, warping clean, slicing accurately, making musical edits quickly, printing to audio, and arranging with intention. Here's the promise. If you do this 15 to 25 minutes a day, you'll stop thinking of the amen as a precious loop you're scared to touch, and start treating it like raw material you can bend instantly. Before we start, quick mindset. Use a timer, literally, and stop when the timer says stop. Speed only becomes real when it's measurable. Part A, one-time setup, your morning amen drill template. Open Ableton and set your tempo to the rolling range, 172 to 176 BPM. I usually pick 174 or 175 and stick to it. Create three tracks. First, an audio track called Amen RAW. That's where the original sample lives. Second, a MIDI track called Amen Rack. That's where your sliced drum rack will be. Third, an audio track called Resample Print. That's where you're going to record your best moments so you can do fast audio edits. On your master, put a stock limiter. Set the ceiling to minus 0.3 dB. Look ahead around 1 millisecond. This is purely so your morning drill doesn't turn into a jump scare when the snare hits. Optional but very worth it. Set up two return tracks so you can add vibe fast without fiddling. Return A, call it drum room. Put hybrid reverb on a short room, decay around 0.4 to 0.8 seconds, and high pass the reverb around 250 Hz so it doesn't cloud the low end. Return B, call it Parasat. Put saturator on it, analog clip mode. Drive around 3 to 6 dB, and keep it parallel by setting wet slash dry around 20 to 40%. This becomes your instant grime knob. Save this as a template set so you never rebuild it. The less setup friction, the more actual skill you train. Now we're into the daily blocks. This is the loop, warp, slice, edit, vary, resample, save, repeat tomorrow. Daily drill block 1. Warp and grid discipline. 5 minutes. Drag an amen into amen RAW. In clip view, turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve transients. Turn transient loop mode off. Set the envelope somewhere around 20 to 40. That usually tightens transients without totally wrecking the tone. Now the key move. Find the true first transient, usually the first kick. Don't assume the sample starts exactly there. Zoom in. Find the real hit. Right-click and choose set 1.1.1 here. Then you anchor the end. Decide if you're working with one bar or two bars. Find the end transient that should land on the downbeat, and drop a warp marker there. Drag it so it lands exactly on 1.2.1 for one bar, or 1.3.1 for two bars. Turn on the metronome and hit play. What you're listening for is no flam, no drift. If it feels like it's slowly sliding away from the click, the end isn't anchored correctly. B target. Under 60 seconds for a clean warp. That sounds aggressive, but that's the point. This is a drill. Coach note, avoid warp marker spam. You want start and end, maybe one mid correction if the source is sloppy. If you put markers everywhere, you'll spend your whole life micro fixing problems you created. And another coach note that saves tons of time. If something flams, don't immediately rewarp the whole clip. First check the slice start later, because tiny offsets fix more than you'd think. Second, fix one problematic transient with a single warp marker. Only then consider rewarping from scratch. Daily drill block 2. Slice to drum rack. 6 minutes. Right-click the warped clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transient. Create one slice per transient. Use the built-in slice to drum rack preset. Now you've got a drum rack sitting on amen rack. Your first job is quick identification. Find the main snare slice. The amen snare is usually unmistakable. It's that big crack with body. Then find the main kick slice. Don't get stuck auditioning every single tiny tick. You're not building a museum catalog. You just need a small set that works. Main kick, main snare, a few ghost snares, a few hats or air hits. Here's a big speed multiplier. Build a ghost note map once and keep reusing it. That means you rename or at least mentally mark 4 to 8 pans that always work as ghost snares, hat ticks, and little air accents. Pros are fast because they already know which pads are useful. Now put a fast utility chain on the drum rack itself, not each pad. Think of it as your daily driver tone. First, EQ 8. High pass around 30 to 40 Hz to remove rumble. If the top is harsh, a small dip around 7 to 10 Khz. Then drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch between 0 and 10. Boom at zero most of the time for amen work, then saturator with soft clip-on. Drive around 2 to 5 dB. B target. Slicing plus basic rack tone in under 2 minutes. Daily drill block 3. Finger drumming edits, meaning MIDI edits. 6 minutes. Make a 2-bar MIDI clip on amen rack. We're aiming for a classic D&B skeleton that still respects the original groove. Quick practical method. Put the main snare on beats 2 and 4. That's your anchor. Put a kick on beat 1. Then add a syncopated second kick hit somewhere that feels like it pulls you forward. Then sprinkle ghost notes using your ghost map pads, those smaller snare fragments and hat ticks between the main hits. Quantize smart, not hard. Quantize to 1/16, but set the amount to around 65-85%. If you go to 100%, you risk robot jungle, and it loses the natural pocket the amen gives you for free. Microgroove trick. Nudge ghost snares slightly late, like 5 to 15 milliseconds. Not the main snare, the ghosts. This creates that rolling push-pull that feels expensive, without sounding messy. Speed target. A usable 2-bar loop in under 3 minutes. Extra add-on if you've got 30 seconds. Do a velocity pass. Keep the notes the same, but make the ghosts talk. For example, slightly louder ghosts leading into the snare in bar 1. Then quieter ghosts with one louder accent before beat 4 in bar 2. You get movement without rewriting the pattern. Daily drill block 4. Varination and arrangement moves. 5 minutes. Now we leave clip view and go to arrangement view. This is your 2-monitor mindset, even if you only have one screen. Clip view is precision, arrangement is it moving? Duplicate your 2-bar loop out to 16 bars. Now do 3 fast variation moves that make it sound produced. Move 1. The bar 8 switch. At bar 8. Swap the snare slice for an alternate snare transient. Same rhythm, different character. If there's a crash or ride slice in the amen, drop a little accent there too. Instant progression. Move 2. The 1-beat dropout. Around bar 12 or bar 16. Remove everything for 1 beat. Leave only a tiny hat tick or a whisper ghost. Then slam back in on the downbeat. This is one of the quickest ways to create impact without adding new sounds. Move 3. The resampled fill. Route amen rack to resample print, or set the audio track input to resampling. Record 2 bars of your best variation. Consolidate it, so it becomes one clean audio clip. Then hit it with light redux for grit. Just subtle downsample, and an auto filter high pass sweep for 1 bar into the downbeat. It will sound like you designed the drums, even though you did it in seconds. Coach note. Printing to audio is not giving up. It's how you unlock faster edits. Audio moves like tiny phase on clicks. Hard mutes, small reverse snippets, those are often faster than perfecting MIDI forever. Daily drill block 5, save for speed. 2 minutes. This is where the compound interest happens. Save the drum rack preset with a name that includes BPM and date, like Amen Rack 175-2026-03-21 tight. Save the resampled fill as something like Amen Fill Dark Roll 01.wav. Make a folder called Morning Amen Drills. Build your personal library. In 2 weeks you'll have drums you actually made, not just a pile of half-saved projects. Now, common mistakes to avoid, quickly, while you work. Mistake 1. Warp markers everywhere. Fixes minimal markers. Mistake 2. Slicing too many tiny transients and getting overwhelmed. Fixes focus on kick, snare, ghosts, hats. Mistake 3. Overquantizing. Fixes quantize amount under 100%. Nudge ghosts late. Mistake 4. Overprocessing until it's fizzy. Fixes light saturator and drum bus, and control highs with EQ. Mistake 5. No variation across 16 bars. Fixes commit to 3 variation moves every drill. No excuses. If you want it darker and heavier, here are quick pro upgrades you can layer in without slowing down. Parallel distortion that stays controlled. On paraset. Push saturator harder, like 6 to 10 dB. Then EQ after it. High pass around 150 Hz so you don't blow up the low end, and tame fizz around 8 to 12 kHz. Then send your amen into it lightly, like 10 to 25%. Make the snare feel like a weapon, on the snare pad chain inside the drum rack. EQ for body around 180 to 220 Hz if it needs weight, and a careful boost around 3 to 5 kHz for crack. Add a touch of drum bus. If the tail is messy, a gate can tighten it for modern punch. Dark hat control, if the hats are too bright, low pass with auto filter around 10 to 14 kHz. Or use multiband dynamics, gently on the high band to tame spikes without flattening the groove. And a very pro glue move, group your drum rack to a drum group and add a compressor with a slower attack and medium release. aiming for only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. The goal is for it to feel like one instrument, not a bunch of slices. Mini practice challenge, timed, 10 minutes, no stopping. 1. Warp and you aim in under 60 seconds. 2. Slice to drum rack. 3. Build a 2-bar loop with the main snare on 2 and 4, at least 3 ghost hits, and at least 1 kick skip, meaning remove a kick you'd normally expect, to create syncopation. 4. Arrange to 16 bars with a bar 8 switch, a 1-beat dropout, and a resampled fill at bar 16. 5. Export it and name it something consistent, like Amen Drill 175 Dark Roll 01. Then tomorrow, beat your time by 10 to 15% while keeping it tight. Last piece, make speed measurable. After the drill, open notes and log 4 things. Warp time, slice and cleanup time, loop build time and 1 sentence about what slowed you down. After a week, you'll know exactly what to drill next instead of guessing. And use a decision lock so you don't fall into taste debates at 9 a.m. Pick 1 warp mode for the week, 1 quante strength range, and 1 distortion chain. The goal is muscle memory. Recap to close. Your speed comes from repeatable blocks. Warp, slice, MIDI edits, variation, resample, save. Ableton stock tools are enough. Slice to drum rack, EQ8, drum bus, saturator, auto filter, redux, multiband dynamics. And every drill should output something usable, a rack, a fill, or a 16-bar groove. Do this consistently and you'll feel it fast. You'll open a project, grab an amen, and within minutes you've got drums that roll, hit hard, and actually change over time. If you tell me your input style, push, MIDI keyboard, or mouse only, and what version of Ableton you're on, I can tailor this into an even faster hotkey-driven routine and give you a quick grading checklist for tightness and swing.